I asked each of them to describe the scent that drifted from the windows. Thisbe called it hypnotic cooking, the kind that makes you crowd around the oven, unable to stop watching the timer as it crawls toward done. Carlyle said only that it would have made a statue hungry. Thisbe knocked twice. She had donned her best for this, a short jacket of tea-green silk, which matched the landscapes of her boots. I still prefer her in her home clothes, loose and lazy, like the lax wings of a flying squirrel, forever ready to cuddle back in bed. It is not that the suit looks bad on her, but people have different faces for work and play. Thisbe's home face may be menacing at times, but it is also a bit less false. "Excuse me," Thisbe called sweetly as any rose-cheeked princess. "Is anyone home?"
"Coming."
Rapid feet approached within. "I didn't expect you so
Oh."
The voice had a hint of paternal cheer, which faded as soon as the door opened enough to reveal the strangers.
"Sorry, I thought you were the grocery kids. Can I help you?"
With the door open, the smell went from delicious to maddening. "I hope so," Thisbe answered. "We're supposed to follow up with Dominic Seneschal about some urgent work, but we can't seem to find them anywhere. We were hoping you might have seen them around here."
That won a chuckle. "You and all the king's horses and all the king's men. What do you need them for?"
Thisbe's false laugh is beautiful.
"It's rather absurd, but I'm supposed to be running a pro forma background check on, of all people, Tribune Mason."
"A background check? On TM?"
The chuckle matured into a hearty belly laugh. Thisbe joined it.
"Yes, I know. But every new system has its paperwork.
I'm supposed to interview associates, boshmates. Family's going to be exciting.
You may well be someone on my list, too, member..."
"Hiveless,"
the housekeeper corrected, turning so they could see the Blacklaw Hiveless sash behind her fresh-stained apron.
"Gibraltar Chagatai."
I should describe this figure. Chagatai is not much over 50, but has let silver grace her ponytail, and her face is creased with lines gained through trials, not age. Those features and her silvered stubble, broad shoulders, and jolly belly laugh grant her a weathered handsomeness which middle-aged widows find irresistible. She has enough Mongolian ancestry to look ambiguously Eastern, but wears no nation-strat insignia, and few insignia at all that mean much to non-Blacklaws. Her hands are too thick and strong, better suited to sport or spears than teacups. That day, she was wearing only comfortable pieces of her uniform of servants black and white, for there was no need for more when the master was not expected. Carlyle says he didn't see a weapon, but I cannot believe so wise and wild-spawned a Blacklaw would open a door without some blade or pistol hidden in an offhand. Would you, reader, if you lived in days of banditry and honor duels, as she, by choice, still does?
"And who are you?"
Chagatai asked.
"My name is Thisbe Sanir. I do security for the facility where..."
"The Sanir Weeks booth, Bash, of course, I had heard."
"This sensei is Carlyle Foster."
"Checking up on Dominic for the conclave?"
Chagatai offered friendly, too firm handshakes.
"Who suggested this address? I didn't get any notice that you were coming. Usually I should."
Thisbe had her lie ready before Carlyle could flinch.
"Mycroft."
"Mycroft Guildbreaker?"
"No, Mycroft..."
She glanced at sweet, oblivious Carlyle.
"Who is a servicer?"
"Ah, that Mycroft. You're being very thorough. Why don't you come in? You can check me off your list, and if we're lucky, Dominic may turn up within an hour or so, fingers crossed."
Pride glowed in Thisbe's smile. "Thank you."
"Hold,"
Chagatai commanded as Thisbe's boot threatened the lintel.
"I have to check your credentials first. Could you both send them over?"
Carlyle hesitated before giving the send command, but trusted Thisbe's promise that she had cleared all during the flight. Chagatai's face softened as the data flickered across their lenses. Excellent. Come in. You can... Oops! It was the chirp of a kitchen timer that cut the Blacklaw off, and she rushed back toward an inner doorway and the scent of meat beyond. Please come through. You're welcome to the bathroom if you need it, and to look at the collection. Just be careful touching anything that looks more than a few hundred years old. Her invitation left little they could touch. The hall was practically a museum, its walls lined with low bookcases filled with books whose spines of aged leather long predate printed titles. On the waist-high tops of the bookcases crowded a mass of tiny statues, Buddhas, Madonnas, Anubis jackals, Venus figures, 1,000 votive figurines in bronze, jade, clay, porcelain, silver, even dream-bright gold. The walls above the shelves were crowded too, even more dazzlingly. Icons, hundreds of them, saints, angels, brilliant in paint and gold leaf, crowded edge to edge, an endless stream of flat, stylized faces. It is hard to believe the world poured out so many, though these are just the tiniest fraction even of what survives. Most of them were ugly, crude at least, too rough to be objects of aesthetics in our modern age. The kind of icon poured out thousand upon thousand in that desperate middle age, when images were objects of utility more than art. Objects of hope and desperation, remedies against despair and plague before we had our great salvation science. There is judgment in their painted stares, but also something pitiable. These things, almost beings that had been worshipped, loved, brought offerings, sweet, burnt incense, that had been the most precious things in their first owner's world. Yet today, it was hard to believe anyone cared enough to dust them all. This used to be a church, didn't it? Carlyle called toward the kitchen.
Yes,
Chagatai called back, her deep bass rumble easily drowning the kitchen's sizzle.
It was a ruin 10 years ago, but TM was sad seeing the state of the place, so Chief Director Ando gave it to them as a birthday present.
TM, Carlyle repeated.
You mean Tribune Mason?
Sorry, yes. I know, they have too many nicknames.
This collection is magnificent.
Yes. I think TM owns something like 60 former churches now, all fixed up and turned into hospices or servicers' dorms or other useful things. Can't stand to see old churches rot. But they do insist on cramming them all with this collection.
Thisbe gaped. You mean they have 60 times this many?
What, the icons? They're all President Ganymede's, things they dredged up from collection basements. The art situation program is fine at finding homes for Greek pots and Ming vases, but nobody wants 100,000 identical Madonnas anymore. Nobody but TM, anyway.
Tempting as this strange gallery was, the smell was stronger and lured both to the kitchen like a honey trap. It was a magnificent kitchen. 6 counters, each a different temperature, 3 fridges, 4 different ovens, from the most modern to real brick with firelight within. The kitchen tree, which hugged the greenhouse windows, was programmed not for standard snacking fruits and crepe-edged lettuces, but a chef's array. Branches of savory and bay and allspice berries crowded between fiery peppers, currants, young pumpkins, tomatillos, with shallots and radishes bulbous among the tree's fat roots. Carlyle says every burner was going. Pots of steel and clay smelling of garlic, biting oregano, onion, salt, and infinite butter. I don't think I've smelled anything so tempting in my life. Thisbe could offer no truer compliment. Are you having a belated party? Chagatai had taken from the meat maker a sheet of rosy flesh, 2 centimeters thick, as wide as a dinner plate, and long like an unrolled scroll. She had already massaged in the spices, and now, with her larding needle, was injecting slivers of garlic and pancetta.
No, this is just one dish. My own recipe, carnivore roll. It's Dominic Seneschal's favorite food, TM's idea. You know, when your dog's missing, so you get some of their favorite treats and leave them on the doorstep and hope they'll come back.
With an aroma like this, you're going to attract every stray dog in the neighborhood.
Chagatai's silvered stubble glistened as she smiled. I know, it's cruel to make you smell this and not offer any. But what you're smelling is just the preparatory sauces. The real thing takes hours. Would you like something else in the meantime? I have pear strudel.
Sounds fabulous. Chagatai picked a fridge and started rustling.
So, hiveless Chagatai, Thisbe began, twitching her hands as if taking tracker notes, are you a cook, or is this just a job?
Such a refreshing question. In our cast of leaders and vocateurs, one would almost think we had regressed to the olden days when people were their jobs. Mr. Smith is a banker, Mrs. Christian is a nurse, as if those 20 or 40 or 60 hours made the other 100 of each week nothing. How do you introduce yourself at parties, reader? Are you a cook, a hiker, a reader, a moviegoer?
Oh, I'm a cook, she answered. I've published a couple recipe books, banquet dishes mostly, menus for big parties. Never worked restaurants, though. I used to be a smuggler and general thug.
Carlyle says they suddenly felt an ominousness in Chagatai's shoulders and the thickness of her hands.
Yes, Thisbe bluffed. The file I got on you was as confusing as it was incomplete. It's one of the things I'm supposed to check out. How did you transition?
I messed up a job, then messed up worse trying to fix it. And before I knew it, I owed my enemies more money than my life was worth. It was my own fault, and I'd burned too many bridges, so I wasn't going to get any help unless I ran to the cousins or turned Greylaw, and that was right out.
She set the strudel to heat.
I had my pride.
That she did, reader. And does still, when she visits Blacklaw country on her days off. The wildernesses urban and natural which we cede to the bold minority, who, on passing the adulthood competency exam, would rather invite their fellows to prey on them like lions than accept a law that deprives them of any freedom, even murder. The universal laws still make it criminal for them to prey on children, take trackers away, or jeopardize the world with toxic chemicals, or fire, or religion. But they feel in their hearts that humans are a predator, and predators need the right to tear each other's throats. You must not think they rape and murder daily, most rarely more than duel. And it is a strong deterrent, knowing you have no armor in this wide world but the goodwill of peers who could kill you where you stand. It is liberty's pride that puts the swagger in Chagatai's steps, not bloodthirst. And had our master not rescued her from Vendetta's execution, Chagatai would have accepted her end with grace. Combat, but grace. She has a sister, Cutter Chagatai, who once fell pregnant and lived with Gibraltar here in Avignon the 9 months that the Prenatal Safety Act made her upgrade to Greylaw for the child's sake. A caged eagle is not more desperate to see the key turned in the lock than she was to cut the cord and drape the black again around her hips.
So instead of running to the law, you ran to Tribune Mason? Thisbe prompted.
I didn't run. I was in a bar trying to plan my last stand when this 12-year-old in a strange costume came out of nowhere and offered to pay off my enemies and give me room and board for life if I'd come be their chef and housekeeper.
You'd already worked as a housekeeper somewhere?
Never.
Chagatai finished with the larding needle and gazed with pride over their meaty canvas.
I'd been in a couple cooking contests, nothing else. I didn't recognize the kid. And this was a lot of money. Plus, you've met TM, yes?
Yes.